Hello and welcome to the Demand Gen Report podcast series. My name is Andrew Gaffney. I'm the editor of Demand Gen Report. Our podcast series will be talking to industry thought leaders on key topics that are emerging in the lead generation, lead management space. And this is part of our ongoing content series that we publish at demandgenreport.com. We hope you enjoy the content. Hi, this is Andrew Gaffney, editor of Demand Gen Report, and we're here at SugarCon, and I'm happy to be joined by Clint Oram, who's the CTO and co-founder of Sugar CRM. Clint, thanks for making time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me here.
So it's a great conference, a lot of good energy, great speakers, a big crowd. Very impressed with some of the new capabilities you guys have introduced around social and mobile in particular, two really hot topics. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts you can share on either the early feedback that you're hearing from customers or any of the folks that are already doing some cool things around those capabilities?
Yeah, so we just announced these new capabilities here over the SugarCon. They actually become generally available next month in the in their spring update to the product.
Okay.
So we're still at the point where we have beta users using the capabilities. But all this comes from our customers asking for this functionality with us. You look at the topic of social CRM and social collaboration and social, I don't know, there's social in front of everything these days, right? It's certainly the buzzword of the day. We always want to map this back to what are people actually using on a day-to-day basis. So most of our users of Sugar CRM are sellers of some sort, right? They're out there engaging with their customers, explaining the value of their solutions, and going through a sales cycle. So communicating with those customers across all of the different collaboration channels, you might say, is really important for our customers. And online meetings, well, that's certainly been here for a while with WebEx, but there's a lot of other great vendors out there. GoToMeeting, Lotus Live, of course, IBM being a diamond sponsor here of the event. We're doing a lot of work with IBM. I think you wanted to chat about that a little bit later. So that's where we folded into the application. It's really immersive experience around being able to schedule and start online meetings across any of those three different those online meeting services directly within the application. We also extended that ability down to the being able to share files. So if you're thinking about a typical sales cycle with a customer, you're having meetings, you're sharing files, you're collaborating over documents, you're collaborating online. So we've embedded that all into Sugar around the online meeting collaboration and file sharing as well with Google Docs and Lotus Live files.
Yeah, very impressive. What about mobile specifically? I mean, do you see any... where do you see it heading? Where do you see some of the most interest you're hearing from customers and how they
want it? Well, I don't think this is anything new for us out there, right? The mobile revolution is completely in place. We've been talking about it across all industries for the last several years. But I think, you know, of course, with the wild success of the iPad in the past 12 months, the success of the iPhone and the Android, the smartphone platforms have really taken the world by storm. Salespeople are using their smartphones more than their laptops, ever more and more. And what you see in that with the smartphones is a set of expectations of, again, that immersive experience that I keep talking to. That's what our customers are looking for, is a really high-quality experience within the application. So we've invested a lot in building native smartphone applications on iPhone, iPad, Android, BlackBerry, and making it drop-dead simple to use that Sugar application because, frankly, you know, I think your average salesperson would rather boot up their laptop in the morning, boot it up at the end of the day, make a couple quick notes, and then really spend most of their time using the phone throughout the day.
All right. You mentioned IBM earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting to see the evolution of, you know, the open source community and you guys obviously being a leader in it. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, big brands, you know, industry titans that you guys are now doing more work with and getting involved in. How have you seen it changing, you know, that's the sort of landscape, and what other capabilities does that bring, or
sure,
you know, where do you see that heading?
Well, I think what you've seen over the last 6 years is open source has gone mainstream, right? So, in fact, you won't probably hear from Sugar CRM quite as much about open source first. What we talk about is openness.
Okay.
Openness is our business philosophy. Open source is how we build our product. Open sales, open marketing, open for business is the way we describe it. And really that ideal, frankly, has become fairly mainstream. I mean, you look at Oracle, right? Oracle, with their acquisition of Sun, has become one of the largest open source vendors in the world. Red Hat, a wildly successful company. All these other companies, IBM, again, heavily involved in open source. So open source has certainly gone mainstream, and that's something that we've, frankly, were predicting several years ago. But what comes back to us and how we're unique and different in the CRM marketplace is that open source is not just a development methodology. Openness is our approach to our customers. The way I describe it is what's the point of CRM? Why are we doing this? To build a relationship with our customers, because we know if we have a relationship with our customers that you'll be able to have a better experience between, right. People buy from people, right? They don't buy just directly online or anything like that. Even when they do buy online, they buy from somebody that they trust. So how do you get that trust in place? Openness and transparency builds accountability. Accountability builds trust. Trust is the foundation of a relationship.
When you make announcements like some of the new things you're doing with IBM, and what sort of excites you about there? Do you think it takes you into new customers, new tiers particularly?
Oh, absolutely. And this is the part that I enjoy the most about working with IBM, is they really share that philosophy of openness that I was talking about earlier. Every step of the way working with them over the past year now that I've been personally working with them, we've just seen this great alignment in vision and approach and really being focused on making our customers successful. So, as that moves forward here and we work more closely with IBM, they certainly are able to bring us into the enterprise, right? We've been very much, our technology has been enterprise ready for a long time because that's where we came from. Myself and my other co-founders, we came from enterprise CRM. We built an enterprise ready CRM application platform. But when we went to market, we found instantly a sweet spot in the mid-market. And that's really where we focused over the past 6 years, is in the mid-market.
Right.
And as a smaller venture-backed Silicon Valley private company, we didn't really have the resources to go into the enterprise. But that's where IBM and Sugar together make a fantastic solution. So you'll be seeing a lot more of us in the enterprise deals going forward. And we also help IBM technology be more relevant in the mid-market.
That's great. Seems like a great partnership. So on the partner level, there's a ton of announcements here. A lot of the companies that we work with closely, InsideView, Pardot, making some new integration announcements. What do you see there when you see how wide and how long that list grows every year? What do you think it says?
Well, one, I think it's certainly validation for who Sugar CRM is, right? Other companies out there see that it's worth spending their time working with us. And the working with us and us working with them, that's really the key theme here. And again, this is what you're going to see about Sugar CRM. We have this philosophy of openness that I talked about, right? And that really fosters partnerships, right? So when we work with our customers, when we work with our value-added resellers, that's how we go to the market is through our value-added resellers. When we work with other vendors out there, it's all around the idea of a partnership and the give and the take of a partnership, the openness, the transparency, the trust that comes in a partnership. And so I think that's why you'll find all these other companies want to work with us because, we're very straight up. We are who we are. We play it straight. We focus on customer success. We focus on partnership.
Yeah, that's great. A lot of success here. Congratulations, and thank you again.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Thanks again for that great content. I hope our audience enjoyed it. I want to thank you for listening today. Keep an eye out for other upcoming podcasts in the series that we'll be broadcasting through demandgenreport.com.